With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court heard arguments today on how social media platforms moderate their content. The laws in Florida and Texas take aim at what they call bias against conservative viewpoints on the platforms. During oral arguments, tech industry lawyer Paul Clement defines the term content moderation for Justice Samuel Alito.
Content moderation to me is just editorial discretion. It's a way to take all of the content that is potentially posted on the site, exercise editorial discretion in order to make it less offensive to users and advertisers.
Is it anything more than a euphemism for censorship?
The justices seemed wary of a broad ruling, with Justice Amy Coney Barrett warning of landmines she and her colleagues need to avoid in resolving the two cases. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports prosecutors in Donald Trump's New York hush money criminal case have asked a judge to impose a gag order against the former president.
Citing what they call Donald Trump's long history of making public and inflammatory remarks about people involved in his legal cases, the Manhattan DA's office has asked for a narrowly tailored gag order ahead of next month's trial. That order would bar Trump from making or directing others to make public statements about potential witnesses and jurors, as well as statements meant to interfere with or harass the court's staff, prosecution team, or their families. The request did not include District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin March 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would pause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. French President Emmanuel Macron has inducted World War II resistance fighter Misak Manouchian into the country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. Manouchian was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. He was executed by the Nazis in 1944. This is SRN News. The Palestinian government resigns in a step toward a post-Gaza war overhaul. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Taking a significant step in preparation for an end to the Israel-Hamas war, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtaya submitted his government's resignation to President Mahmoud Abbas. The outgoing body, which has been largely dysfunctional, will be replaced by a technocrat government. Many oppose Abbas's continued role as president, arguing his five-year term of office, which has already stretched out into 16 years, has seen its day. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Chairman of the Palestine Investment Fund, Mohammed Mustafa, may succeed Shtaya. Moscow will host a meeting this week to begin talks regarding the future of the Palestinians once the war ends, and in particular, the Israeli hostages. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.